The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good afternoon and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. And it is 3:07 p.m. on this wonderful, beautiful, sunny Friday afternoon on December 4th. The KTQA Daily Briefing brings you updates and resources related to staying safe and healthy during this pandemic. Remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., at 1-800-525-0127. You can even chat with folks in other languages by pressing pound when they answer and saying your language. You can also text the word coronavirus to 211-211 and chat with someone in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources and referral services anywhere in the state through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends. It's to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress, and it's a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. As we're all trying to avoid COVID-19, we can't forget about influenza. Regular seasonal flu vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to the following websites, knockoutflu.org or fluzone.com in order to find a vaccination location. You can also call your healthcare provider. Our state-level news for today includes that the State Department of Health has released an update about anticipated coronavirus vaccine distribution. Now, we don't have a coronavirus or COVID-19 vaccine yet, but the state has outlined the following process. There will be a federal committee that's expected to meet on December 10th to review emergency use authorization for the Pfizer vaccine. And that authorization would make the vaccine available for use during this declared state of emergency before it has a full license. If the authorization is approved, the vaccine then gets vetted by the Scientific Safety Review Work Group per a pact between the western states of Washington, California, and Oregon. And that process is expected to take only 1 to 2 days, while processing and shipping of the vaccine would be simultaneously taking place so as to avoid any delays. The state hopes to begin administering vaccines by mid-December. The federal government has estimated that around 62,400 doses would be allocated for Washington for its initial phase, and with a total of around 200,000 doses by the end of December. Washington State is finalizing a protocol around who is prioritized to receive vaccines once they become available. But it is certain that healthcare workers serving confirmed or suspected COVID-19 patients will be among the first people to receive the vaccine, along with staff and residents of long-term care facilities. Providers who have fully enrolled in the COVID-19 vaccine program by December 6th will be eligible to receive part of the first shipment of vaccines. Clinics, pharmacies, and hospitals may enroll online at www.covidvaccinewa.org. The governor has also updated restrictions for religious and faith-based organizations to clarify that outdoor religious and spiritual services may take place with up to 200 individuals regardless of location, so long as physical distancing is followed and face coverings are worn. This modification expands where outdoor services can be held. Services are no longer limited to the organization's property or an immediately adjacent property. As of Thursday, December 3rd, the Washington State Department of Health reports that 2,900 Washingtonians have died due to COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. That comes to a 1.7% death rate among positive cases. Also, compared to white people and Asian people, the rate of COVID cases is nearly 3 times higher for black people and nearly 7 times higher for Latino people, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. So individuals from those statistically impacted groups are urged to seek testing, especially as the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations has hit its highest level since the pandemic started. More than 1,000 people are hospitalized in Washington right now for COVID-19, which is more than double the amount from just a month ago. Continuing with state-level news, small businesses that are struggling have until December 11th to apply for State Department of Commerce grants. More info for those is available at commerce.wa.gov/bizgrants. Biz is spelled B-I-Z. So again, that's commerce.wa.gov/bizgrants. Moving on to regional news. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department reported 274 new COVID-19 cases today. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is 394. For reference, that figure is recommended to be at 75 per 100,000 to consider bringing back the youngest students for hybrid in-person learning at schools, and should be below 25 per 100,000 residents in order to be considered under control. And again, our county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 people is sitting at 394. So a lot of COVID in our community right now. Continue hand washing, mask wearing, and staying distant from one another physically. Meanwhile, there are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For King County locations, you can visit kingcounty.gov. For locations anywhere in our state, you can go to coronavirus.wa.gov and click on the links for find a test site. For Pierce County locations, you can visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. Now, this weekend and next week's mobile testing events, which are free, include the following. On Saturday, December 5th, the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will be doing testing at UW-Tacoma, as well as at Elk Ridge Elementary in Buckley, and at the Fox Island Alliance Church. On Sunday, December 6th, there will be testing held at the Tacoma Dome and Ordings Fraternal Order of Eagles. On Monday, December 7th, the Sprinker Recreation Center will be a test spot. On Tuesday, December 8th, there will be testing at Pierce College in Puyallup and at Centro Latino in Tacoma. On Wednesday, December 9th, PLU and UPS, that's Pacific Lutheran University down in Parkland, and University of Puget Sound up in North Tacoma. On Thursday, December 11th, there will be COVID-19 testing held at Church for All Nations in Tacoma. And on Friday, December 11th, there will be testing at TCC, that's Tacoma Community College. For the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department testing, there's no ID that's required. Testing runs 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., tests are free, they're open to anyone, and results are usually available within 3 to 5 days. I hope that everybody is able to have a wonderful and happy first weekend in December. If you missed any part of today's daily briefing or any daily briefing, you can go online to our website, daily.ktqa.org. Remember, you can always dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line, 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Remember, if you missed any part of today's briefing, you can catch our 6 p.m. replays right here on 95.3 FM or on our website at daily.ktqa.org. You can catch the Spanish language Reporte Semanal de COVID here on Mondays or on VT Radio Universal's Facebook feed every Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.